Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Usually we have more tickets for the birthday party, the Secret Show birthday party. I did not realize we would still have those today.
We do. That is last minute.
Is today the last day?
Let's see. Today is Monday. No, Michelle tells me I can do it again tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. 7 o'clock. That's coming up. One of your final chances to win your way into our live secret show this Wednesday at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. This is just... I don't know how you're going to feel about this, Vin. Elle McPherson, I know she's been an object of, love for you.
I'm a big fan.
You get a little squishy when Elle McPherson comes
up. Well, I was a big fan. And it doesn't seem like we have the same sort of, maybe it's just because I'm an old guy. That might be it. But when we were younger, it seemed like there was the It Girl, the sort of the Farrah Fawcett.
Right.
And then, you know, Pam
Anderson.
There's
just too many It Girls now.
Now there's, because of the internet, it's just the exposure spread thin.
And reality stars, Instagram models.
Right. And our attention spans are so short, we can have 5 It Girls a day.
Right.
Like, oh, this is the one, till about noon. Anyway.
So Elle was someone that I thought was, she was probably the most beautiful lady, but
she captivated us for years.
But, yeah, I don't know anything about her.
Well, she's 53 now.
Okay.
She recently got a divorce from...
Oh, yeah, we talked about
super
her.
Super rich dude.
Yeah, the same guy that...
The mother load.
Yeah, Uma Thurman, I think, has a couple kids with this guy.
Oh, he's just handing money out all over the place.
To all the hottest chicks.
Good for him.
Yeah. Well, when you got billions.
You yeah, know, no,
a little
I,
bit here, a little bit
right.
there. No biggie.
It's the rest of us who are like, you're going to take half my pension? There's hardly any there already.
That doesn't seem fair.
I mean, come on.
I've been saving for my retirement. What have you been doing? Elle McPherson is 53, and so is Brad Pitt.
Okay.
And they are apparently maybe a thing.
What's the...
They've just been spotted out.
So someone actually laid eyes on these two. It's not just a whisper from a cloud somewhere.
Some LA nightclub. Well, it is a whisper from a cloud. I mean, it's all tabloid crap. But I just thought, oh, that's interesting. Yet another one of our hottest ladies going. I mean, who can blame him? Brad Pitt. He's hot.
Well, it's, I think, probably more respectable that he's hanging out with someone his own age and maybe someone, I don't know if they've met through the years or if they...
They have. She was on Friends, I guess.
Oh, that's right. She was Joey's roommate.
She was Joey's roommate on Friends. He was married to Jennifer Aniston at the time. So this was 99 they first met.
So maybe that's when he was coming on the show. Remember, he had a
occasionally
little...
he would be on there. And he actually, doesn't his character hate Rachel?
Yes.
His wife. His wife's character.
I mean, it seems a little more respectable that he's with someone maybe he's known or met or whatever, and that they have similar ages as opposed to him. Because Brad Pitt could go date the hottest supermodel that's 20.
Yeah, he could go get the one of the It Girls. There's a whole stable of them.
Whoever they are.
Right, whoever the hell they are. He could tell us, right? Now, Elle McPherson.
The Hadid sisters.
Those Hadids, they don't do anything
for
me.
They don't do anything.
Hey!
But, and Kendall Jenner.
Ugh.
She's another It Girl.
Are those Hadids the daughters of some mom?
Yeah.
They have famous parents. Yolanda Foster is
but
the mom.
But she was married to...
She was married to Muhammad Hadid, and he's like a big developer around the world.
But is she from just one of those... wife shows?
Yolanda Foster has been a model throughout many, many years.
She's
had a full career of her own. But then she married. Oh, her name was Yolanda Hadid. She divorced him. She went with David Foster, the music guy.
Okay.
They were married for a short period of time. She developed Lyme's disease.
Oh.
And they broke up.
But she's not a housewife of Beverly Hills.
She was a
housewife. Oh, that's where. Yes. Okay, so I heard that and
probably where she came into the spotlight for everybody.
Right. And brought her daughters in. I mean, you got to get the daughters famous. Yeah. Someone's got to keep the income rolling.
Well, now at least I understand that there's more history to it than these two girls just getting famous from her mom, their mom being on a housewife show.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. They're both, they are attractive. You know, they date all, but the first I ever heard, one of them like, take the virginity of a Jonas brother or something.
A Jonas or a One Direction kid? Me, I don't know. Those ones I get mixed up.
I know.
The boy bands ones I get
hard for us to
up.
Care that much about them.
Yeah.
Well, so a lot of
the boy bands.
I know people are fans of whoever. The Hadid girls, I couldn't pick them out of a lineup, and they just, when I see them next to their name, I think they're vanilla. Mm-hmm. They don't strike, they're not striking.
I'm with you.
I don't mean they're ugly, and they're better by far looking than I'll ever be, but I just mean that I look at them, and as a fantasy, I'm like, I don't even know, you're just, there's nothing to latch on to.
They have that look that, and listen, I don't know, maybe they do work hard, but they remind me of Paris Hilton in that they're not all that good looking, but they're rich and they're socialites, so they're sort of interesting. And then they'll wear some outfit that you're like, wow, I can pretty much see your nipples, or you know, something that's so short that I'm sure there's got to be something hanging out of the bottom of that. And let me have a look at that, you know, like they're just provocative. And but I don't know anything about them as people.
I see them on commercials, like makeup commercials.
Oh, really?
Notice them?
Yeah, and I happen to notice. To me, they do have a certain look. They're beautiful, but they're just children, of course. But I guess I just have followed their mom and their dad all along. Mostly their dad I knew first, and then I knew their mom.
They're the Mr. Hadid, Muhammad Hadid.
Well, the two daughters, whatever it is, seem to know how to get in front of a camera. But every time I see them, I just flip the page. I don't even think. Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you which one's which either. Like they, you know, I hear their names, Bella and Gigi Hadid, and I go, well, that could be either one of them.
But getting back to what you were saying, I can't see Brad Pitt dating one of those so-called it girls right now. I mean, he's just too above that, right?
I feel like that. I mean, I actually
that's what
thought,
I'm saying, though.
No,
I think
Elle McPherson,
it's almost respectable that he's
going for Elle. Maybe he always wanted Elle growing up.
Who didn't?
Listen, it's totally possible. He's not, you know, he's our age, 53. Right in the pocket.
Well, not yet,
him.
Sarah. Jesus.
Well, but you know, that's right in our age group.
He's human.
He'd enjoy Ready Player One.
If he got to meet her along the way any time, I'm sure he went, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So they were, it's being called an intimate date at an LA nightclub, but nobody really saw them doing anything. She was touching his arm a lot and flicking her hair over her shoulder.
Oh, they did it. Come on.
A lot of flirting going on. He was laughing at everything she said and leaning in really close.
They're both recently broken up. Why wouldn't they?
I can't think of one reason.
Do it.
If you have the opportunity to do either one of those people,
I think you go for it.
So why are they accessible?
I mean, I think they have to look at each other and go, we'd be letting everybody down if we don't.
Mm-hmm. Is there a single picture, though, of this, of them meeting?
I don't have a pic. You know
what? They're in Hollywood and how they're not spotted.
Right. Everyone has a camera. I have not seen a single picture.
I don't believe
it. Daily Mail's reporting it.
I know. I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
Yeah, that's a rag.
It is a rag. But sometimes, man, they have more details than anybody else.
So it is a whisper from a cloud.
It is. It's a total rumor. But it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I was definitely
like it.
Well,
it's true.
I mean, that guy's had just the, you know, pick of the litter. He's been Brad Pitt this whole time. Gets all the hot chicks. Johnny Depp is apologizing for the Trump joke where he said, when's the last time an actor assassinated a president or something? He goes, no, I'm not an actor. I'm just a liar. He apologized almost immediately. He said, it did not come out as intended, and I intended no malice. I was only trying to amuse, not to harm anyone.
I'm sure his people are like, dude, we just cleaned up your punching your wife thing.
Oh, that's there's more details about that out today,
too. If you wouldn't mind. Shut up! We just cleaned up that drunken...
Why don't you be quiet and just make some movies?
The
and
payment
bank
just
the,
got
go
made.
To your island.
And
right.
You don't even Shut have up. Money for the payment we had to make.
I know. The latest rumor I heard last week about him was that he's trying to get Vanessa Paradis back.
Mm.
Did you hear that?
I think I heard it from you.
She's the mother of... Yeah, but everything I hear from you. I, you know, who puts the stories in front of me every morning?
I guess I do.
It was something like... You know, they have at least one kid together. I think they have two kids. Lily Rose.
And John Christopher Depp the second.
Oh, goodness. And they...
He's 15. Oh, the third, actually.
Oh, well. So they'd been together. They never married, but they were together for years. And, you know, your big whirlwind romance breaks up. I'm sure you do want them. Well, you know,
yeah,
it'd be great just to go.
How does your heart ever get over that?
It doesn't, and hopefully she won't take him back. She might even, you know, people long for the thing that they had for a long time that seemed comfortable, and, you know, you forget all the reasons why maybe it wasn't working, you know. Especially if it was working, the guy just, you know, is a hound dog, and he went out and...
Well, we did a story last week. Why do guys cheat? Because a cute girl...
Said, hey.
Gave him some attention.
Yeah.
And he went,
the answer's yes.
Must do this.
Oh, I
now.
Didn't even know I asked the question. Okay.
Stupid.
How am I going to say no to this? Anyway, before the apology, the White House said, President Trump has condemned violence in all forms, and it's sad that others like Johnny Depp have not followed his lead. I hope that some of Mr. Depp's colleagues will speak out against this type of rhetoric as strongly as they would if his comments were directed to a Democratic elected official. Of course... Then both sides have to get in on it, and you know my mom's got something to say about it, and that gets forwarded around, and blah blah blah. So
what'd your mom say?
Nothing. You know, anytime anything happens in the world, she's got her two cents to put in on it,
and she has to make sure you know.
Well, I just delete it if it says forward in the thing. I just delete
okay.
it. If she puts in something like, "Hey, honey," you know, blah blah blah, then I'm like, "Oh, it's a nice letter from my mom."
Oh, trying she's to turn fool my... you now.
She's trying to turn you, right? Is that it, or is she trying to feed you lines, hoping to hear herself come through your mouth on the radio?
I don't know. I don't read it, Mom. This is funny. Dennis Rodman went to North Korea,
yeah.
And the same day. Otto Warmbier was released from prison and returned to the United States. Obviously, that was a bit more of a tragedy than
on his
triumph.
Deathbed.
Right. I mean, his parents got to say goodbye to him. On Friday's Good Morning America, Dennis Rodman's agent basically took credit for getting Warmbier released. Rodman tried to downplay the whole thing, saying, "I don't know that I was the one that was supposed to go over there and get him out." And then his agent said, "I know that being there had something to do with it, because when I was organizing the trip, I addressed Otto Warmbier. I asked on behalf of Dennis for his release three times. They said they understood. There's no doubt in my mind that these trips and me asking on his behalf had a lot to do with it." The State Department and Otto's father have both said that Rodman had nothing to do with his release. Mm-hmm. And if you Google Dennis Rodman using the women's room at the Long Beach Airport... while blasting Stained from his portable speaker, you know, the ones that people carry around with them. That's out there for your...
He listens to Stained?
Apparently so.
That's weird.
That's
the weirdest thing of all the stuff you just said.
Oh, that he likes Stained?
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
You know. Maybe it was a request from one of his bodyguards. I don't know. The people with the portable speaker, though, I always feel like they're attention hogs or something. Like, put your goddamn earbuds in. I don't want to listen to your music. There they are walking around just like looking right at you with their music going.
What about you? You sing everywhere you go.
Well, I try to, you
your
know.
Poor kids, they're like, "Mom,
oh
stop
God.
With your old classic rock."
I'm walking like, down through the mall singing at the top of my lungs.
Your
like these
dad
kids walking with their portable speakers.
Just strum song two on side one of Slippery When Wet. I gotta sing it.
What is song two on side one?
I don't know, but I'm sure you.
You give love a bad name?
Yeah, one of them. I'm sure you know how to sing it, right?
I think I know every song on that record,
yeah,
so I'm going to say yeah.
Have you watched the video yet of Dennis Rodman?
I didn't watch it. Is it funny?
Bathroom. He has a UE boom. I thought it was the speakers coming from the bathroom at first.
Oh.
It's actually him holding it. It's funny. Here it is.
Just a little walk-around speaker?
Yeah, so this girl is coming, trying to go in. Woman trying to walk out.
Oh, you know those? I got one of those UE booms.
Those are great.
That yeah, thing they're fantastic.
Is killer.
You can crank that thing.
Yeah. I got an actual system I never turn on because it's easier to make that work.
You know, don't you? I think we've talked about this too. You used to have 15 components and the best speakers, and you'd always be looking to upgrade your speakers or add more of them. You have your subwoofer somewhere, and now it's honest to God. Alexa, don't go back to sleep, girl. that speaker, like these little speakers are insanely good now. Like the UE Boom is.
That's the
that
one.
Thing's
yeah,
unbelievable.
I think
that's
Alexa best. Doesn't. Oh.
Don't
sorry,
wake her
everyone.
Up.
I don't think that one sounds that great, but the UE Boom, that's killer.
Yeah. It's a good sound.
And that's the beauty of it is I can just play it off my computer through that.
I know.
Instead of going, let me get the TV turned on. Let me get the iTunes up.
Let me dial up the right setting on my receiver.
I give up. I'm over it.
I know. It's crazy now. It's easy. Crazy easy.
I don't walk around with mine, though, in bathrooms of all things.
He's got to have his music with him at all times, Vincent. Let's see here. The movies. Oh, by the way, Hooman's out today. Hooman haters rejoice. Have you seen some of his Instagram posts?
You know, he texted me the other day to say, check out my
stories on Instagram.
Story, and I started to, and then I went, I don't have time for this. It was just too long. I just couldn't do
it. He has 1,000 little clips on there.
I just can't.
I sat there and went through them.
So you did?
Yeah. I was just sitting on the couch, so I was like, all right, I'll just do it. But he is in British Columbia.
You didn't say to him when he asked, we're going on vacation the next 2 weeks. You need a day off before
he,
that?
I don't. You know what? Whatever, dude.
If you was he up there for a wedding or something?
He was up there for a 50th birthday. Oh. Someone's birthday. And he asked me like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, you know, look ahead at the calendar. Okay, fine.
Sure. We don't have anything booked for that day. But he, it looks freaking gorgeous up there. Like he had to seaplane it in to get up to get to the locations.
I got up to about that part.
Yeah.
And then I just had to.
Well, then I was like, well, I got to see where he's going because he's at this some resort or other. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, shame. I don't even know the name of the resort. I'm sure it's a class A, 5-star, best ever.
Grand.
Award.
It's grand.
It's grand. It's grand.
Stupid. It's grand.
Okay. It's very grand.
I remember the other day, I was
like,
who says grand?
I know.
Well, we do now. We're going to say it all the time now. We're bringing back grand.
It's such a weird thing.
Anyway, I see the movie thing, the movie listings, thought of him.
What was number one this week?
Well, number one this week was Transformers The Last Knight, which is good. You know, great. They're number one, $45 million, which is like half of what they normally take in.
Transformers is over then.
It's the first Transformers to not open with $100 million or more. It actually was released on Wednesday, so it had a couple extra days, and it made about almost $70 million for the 5 days, but over the
That's
weekend.
Still
it made,
not enough.
It's
to...
zero. $45 million. It made $192 million overseas, so the global total is about $265 million. So it costs $217 million to make, not counting the marketing costs. It'll, I'm sure, turn a profit, but it is...
You didn't go.
Oh, no. I went to Wonder Woman.
Oh,
where's your review of that?
It was good.
Oh, you didn't like it.
No, I did like it.
Sounds like it sucked.
Says that. It was good.
It was good.
That's dismissive.
I'm not trying to be dismissive. I just think that the hype was, I had heard it's so amazing. Yeah. You know, it's this, it's that. There is a noticeable boring part. You know, I think you mentioned that there's a bit of a lull. Or did you go?
I didn't go, no.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was, John, my husband reviewed that with Hooman. And they, at first it's good. It's actually, first 15 minutes or so of it, I was like, this is kind of cheesy. Like, I go, it must just get so much better because they're on that island and it's like a weird animation part. And I just was like, all right.
It sounds bunk.
Well, the girl who plays Wonder Woman is absolutely captivating. Like you just want to keep looking at her.
Okay,
Gal Gadot.
For 2 hours though.
It's good though. I did like it and it has some good parts in it. And I thought her chemistry with Chris Pine was really good. But overall, not as I really thought it was going to be amazing. And, you know, yay, powerful women. Yay, knocking down buildings.
You know, I had one of those. I wasn't even thinking of Hooman, but now that you mention it, over the weekend, I thought of Hooman because we hit play on a movie that he reviewed. And I thought, man, I wish I listened to his reviews a little better. I don't remember if he liked this or not.
Right.
And I hit play on, it's Bryan Cranston, the guy from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
And he lives
yeah.
in the attic.
That's right.
It's the biggest.
Was it Wakefield?
Wakefield. It's mm-hmm. the biggest piece of crap ever finished.
I didn't like it.
You finished it. It. Oh, Hooman loved it?
He liked it because he thought it was an accurate depiction of relationships and marriage.
Because he's the game over guy.
Game over. Because, you know, he hides away from his family because whatever reason, because he's crazy.
There's no reason. In fact, he's got a great life, the one anyone would kill for, that he's got a beautiful wife, a house, a successful career, and he finds himself, after an argument, hiding in the attic because he doesn't want to go home, you big puss, and then just decides he likes it up there. And he's just, you know, I mean, I do understand how sometimes you, let's say you stop calling someone and then a month has passed and you're like, well, I can't call now. You know, I mean,
right.
You know what I mean?
That's a little
weird. I sort of was able to relate to that after a couple days had gone by, he realizes, how am I going to walk in now? And just say I was living in the attic? I can't.
Right.
So he does, you know, I kind of saw the leap from there, but still.
He had let too much time go by as he's hiding out. He just needed this time to, it was like an attic vacation, but no one knew, so they all thought he was gone.
Still so awful.
Oh,
did
I'm
he
sorry.
Skip work also? Or he
oh,
actually
out of work,
everything,
out of everything. Yeah, he's living from the attic out on the street.
He's homeless pretty much. Yeah. Digging through garbage to get food. And
so he comes down at night and just goes and wanders around and then...
Yep.
And you did not like it.
Oh, I thought it was awful.
I do and often find that I'm exactly the opposite of what Hooman
the
says.
The ending was such... creamed crap.
Oh.
Did you see the ending too?
Yeah.
You see the way they leave that thing?
Yeah. I was so disappointed. I think I actually said I hate this movie. But you could see him like screaming victory for these movies. He's like, yeah! Like justice for, I don't know, for people who don't like relationships.
I guess. That's a weird, bandwagon to be on, I guess.
What, not liking
like, hate, just like celebrating terrible relationships.
I know we all have scars from our life experiences, but for someone who tries so hard to be so Christly, some of the stuff he does and says, you just go, you're such a contradiction. Mm. I don't know how you could like that movie. It's awful.
Yet he has his whole marriage wedding planned out.
I know.
I know. He's the same guy.
Such a weirdo.
All right. Well, anyway, Hooman's not here, and we've just spent 10 minutes talking about him. Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I've got a crowd saving a young teen from an amusement park ride. Ooh. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by IKEA. You can watch this show every day. Go to radioalice.com/watch, and we've got wonderful HD cameras and a guy who runs them, Vaughn.
All right, Vaughn.
Be part of the Lookers
Woo!
Club.
Vaughn.
You know, there's like a whole little chat room set up there. RadioAlice.com/watch. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more. While supplies last, visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pride Weekend. I hope you all had a good one. That's all.
Yep.
I didn't get out to any Pride parties. I made a post with some Pride, some rainbow flag stuff from Snapchat. But
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well. I wanted to, you know, I'm thinking of you guys. I hope you're having the time of your lives.
Right.
But, you know.
Sure. It just seems like a big hassle to come into the city.
Oh, well, from where I live, it's just not even.
It's not an option.
Like parking, crowds, it's everything I don't like.
Right.
But be proud.
I did get to see some pictures. I saw our boy Gavin was out there looking good. Presidential, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
The Dems need new hope.
They sure
is he
do.
Our guy?
Well, someday maybe.
All right.
I'd
he
love
does
to
have
see that.
Some scandal in his past, but don't they all?
Well, as it turns out, Ben, they do.
Right. So this was the video of the day that I watched this morning. It says, video shows a teen falling off a Six Flags ride and a crowd catching her. So I'm like, what could
oh
that
my
be?
God.
It's a gondola.
Yeah.
So it's not really a...
You're high up.
It's a ride, I guess, but it's not what I think of when you say ride.
When you say it's a gondola, is it like the beach boardwalk where they have those little seats that just, you know, they're like a chairlift?
Yeah, they go across in the line. Yeah.
Exactly right. Okay. It's like a chairlift. Oh, there's... You really got good pictures of it.
Oh, boy.
I have a video of it.
She is hanging
well,
up
so
in front
I watched
of that.
The video, but it's too far away to actually see what in the living hell did that person do to find themselves hanging out of there like that.
They were joking around and decided to hang a bit of their body out. That's because that's what people do.
So this little girl escaped serious injury because the crowd gathered below and caught her. You can see them catching her right there.
Sort of standing her up.
So the video I watched is of early on, as the thing is still moving, there is a body hanging out of the gondola, and you're like, whoa, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
And she hangs there for a while. And the whole time, the person holding the phone is shouting orders like, hey, security, why don't you fix this thing or whatever? And I'm thinking, security is not... What do you want them to do? Meanwhile... As moments pass, you realize they stopped the ride, but still, what are you going to do?
Right.
The crowd just gathers.
They need one of those firemen's nets or whatever those things are
called.
Well,
sure, that'd have been great, but what's cool is people helped.
Right.
They got under her. They helped. They saved her. She's fine. It looks like she's going to be okay.
How far up was she?
About 25 feet. She would have been seriously injured for sure.
Well, sure, you could die at that height.
Well, you could. I mean...
I guess as long as you don't... Well, you could break your spine.
You'd like to think, protect your neck. Mm. You know, keep your head up. Yeah,
like
you'd break a lot of stuff for sure, but... Anyway, she's okay. Some guy who caught her isn't okay. He's hurt.
Oh.
A 47-year-old man visiting the park was taken to a local hospital for a back injury... He suffered trying to catch the girl. But anyway, that's what you'd want. If that was your daughter or your son up there, you'd like to know the crowd would gather and just say, drop, honey, we got you. And that's what they did. And she's okay.
That's good news.
Yay.
Jeez.
Here's another close call.
Okay.
A 2-year-old boy named Luis Gomez in Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Did I pronounce that right?
Chelsea. Chelsea.
He was playing around on his bed last Wednesday when he bounced wrong and flew out the window.
Right out the window, huh?
Right out the window. He lives on a second story. So they don't have screens?
Maybe he took the screen out.
All right.
I don't know.
That happened to our niece. She was bouncing on the bed and bounced right out the window. I can't remember if there was a screen. They lived on the second floor. I don't know if she, like, broke a wrist or arm. Something minor happened. So from then on, they call her Bird.
Oh, because she's a little,
yeah.
Little
How
flyer.
Old was she when that happened?
I don't know. Probably less than 10.
Wow.
I know.
She had to be... You'd think she'd have to have even been younger than that to fit through the window so cleanly.
Right.
Anyway,
That's
this
frightening.
Was a 2-year-old. He went out the second story. So he fell 16 feet straight down to concrete, but was barely hurt because of his stuffed cow.
Oh, he had the cow with him.
He was bouncing on the bed with a stuffed cow in his hand at the time and held on to it as he flew to the cement.
Oh, yeah.
It landed first. He landed on top of it, and he's okay.
That's good news.
Taken to the hospital with a few minor injuries, but he's in good shape.
And the cow saved the day.
And the stuffed cow saved him.
Boy, that's a stuffed animal you can never throw out. So saved his life.
The world's ugliest dog contest went down on Friday, right up north here. It was at the Sonoma Marin Fair, and this year's champ. I don't even think this dog was that ugly.
I agree. I think he's
way uglier than that one, but I like that they went with a big dog.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because I fully expected to see a picture of one of those awful crested chihuahuas or whatever that with a tongue that licks its eye and, you know.
Yeah.
You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
Like no teeth and.
Yeah, hair. One hair sticking straight out.
Looks like your crazy grandma or something. I thought this dog was, it's got a lot of skin.
The winner is a 3-year-old Neapolitan Mastiff named Martha. She's 125 pounds. She's just all wrinkles and folds.
Yeah. Her eyes are ugly.
Because they show the...
The red.
The red, yeah.
Like her face is so heavy, it's pulling down her eyeball, so she's got like the big red rims, which seems like that would be really uncomfortable to have that happening all the time.
The owner got $1,500 and a trophy. I saw the picture... I just laugh for 1 second to myself because there's the owner sitting next to the dog and the owner has the ribbon on. And I was like, what?
Okay.
Well, the dog wasn't trying to get up for any award or anything.
Right.
Okay. Just a brief moment of like, what the?
Well, we all enter contests for different reasons.
Right. How about a fast fact?
Okay. I like a fast fact.
Chris Farley was originally set to star as the Amish bowler in Kingpin. But he couldn't do it because he was contractually obligated to do Black Sheep. So the role went to Randy Quaid.
Oh.
Is Randy Quaid still hiding in Canada?
Last I heard, Ben.
All right.
That's a good movie, Kingpin.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah. It's one of those ones I should see again because I remember really liking it and I can't tell you one thing about it. Woody Harrelson's in it and it's about bowling.
Well,
that's all I know.
Isn't Bill Murray in it too?
Oh, he might be, yeah.
I think he's like the old-time hotshot.
Like the old mentor.
Isn't he?
I don't know. But yeah, probably.
Sounds right.
Haven't you seen that 45 times?
No.
Oh.
That hasn't been on TV recently?
I don't find it that funny.
Oh,
I thought it was really funny.
You should watch Wakefield and tell us what you think.
You should.
Seems like there's a division happening between whether people like it or hate it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just garbage. Oof. During the Cold War, this is a fast fact, the government briefly considered a plan to mark a bunch of extra-large condoms as medium and airdrop them in the Soviet Union.
Oh, that's funny.
To make men think their junk was a lot smaller than American men.
That's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good tactic. Emasculate other men. Isn't that what war's all about? Men... trying to brag about their penis size?
Is it?
Isn't it?
All right. I don't know. The first live sporting event broadcast on ESPN was a professional softball game in 1979 between the Kentucky Bourbons and the Milwaukee Schlitz.
Oh. When?
1979. Is your husband's games televised?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, you should let us know. We'd all tune in.
Yeah, I'll let you know if any of his softball games get
televised. What are they, the Baconators?
The Fans of Bacon.
All right.
Yeah.
In the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6" and 242 pounds.
Oh.
The author, Winston Groom, says he pictured John Goodman playing him in a movie.
Oh. Huh.
John Goodman's a great actor. I'd watch that.
You know, I can't picture John Goodman doing the run Forrest Run part though.
Well, isn't he a boy when that's happening?
No,
he's in his 20s and he's grown out a beard and everything,
yeah,
right?
Because he's just running and running.
Right. Right.
Because Jenny said I should.
This next story is interesting. I wonder if anyone here can relate. One time I was at a party with some friends when I worked at the La Costa Resort. We went to some bar and there was a bikini contest.
Oh, fun.
And one of the girls we were with goes, I'm going to go win some money real quick. And we were all, huh? And then we start to think, did she bring us here? I don't know who...
Whose idea was this?
Yeah, I was...
Oh, maybe she needed you to be there to cheer her up.
I don't know, but right. we were all
Sometimes
of a sudden...
those contests, they win because whoever gets the most cheers.
Yes.
Oh, so you do know about this.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened?
She went up there and won some money.
Excellent.
And we were all... This person just won drink money. That is so crazy.
Yeah. It's a good idea. She knows how to make a little extra money on the side. I just go into the place with the bikini contest.
Have you ever gone to a party and just said, I'm going to go win some money real quick?
No.
No. No.
But when I was in a cover band, they used to have... she has. Look at her.
You have?
Of course she has. Please, what t-shirt contests?
I mean, there were places that me and my girlfriend used to go to all up and down the peninsula in San Jose. We'd even go to Sacramento and go to bikini contests just to win money.
Why not?
But it was a whole thing. Like, those girls, there was a circuit going on.
Oh. Well, listen, anytime you can make $500 for really doing nothing night after night.
How many times have you won a bikini contest?
I've only won a couple times.
Three times?
I think twice. And then I won a wet t-shirt contest twice.
How many were you in?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those ones are easy, though. Bikini ones. Those are tough.
Why?
Because the girls really are so beautiful. Their bodies are perfect, perfectly tan, augmented in all the right ways. And a lot of them would travel like 10 dudes deep. And, you know.
Travel 10 dudes
deep. Oh, they would
deep.
Have you know, the cheering
their
section.
Their entourage there. Yeah. It was just fun. It was just good times.
I had to host one a couple times, but I never had to be in it.
But you were going to say you won karaoke contests?
No. When I was in a cover band, a lot of times when we'd play someone's party, they'd have other things that they'd want us to, like, host for them or, you know.
And so you've hosted those bikini contests.
So we've had to be like, okay, we're going to take a break here and bring up these chicks. And, you know, I'd have the card with their name on them and be like.
She loves walks on the beach.
Yeah. No kidding. It was that cheesy.
Wow.
It's pretty funny, though. Like, oh, this is what I'm doing, huh? All right. Getting paid, right?
Right.
Okay.
You were, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A 24-year-old woman named Erica Mize. I really just wanted to get that story out of
you. I know you did.
That's
what's the rest of the story?
It
I
doesn't
thought
even
I'd
really
break
matter
it to
too
you.
Much.
Yeah, I mean, well, let me do it for me, will you?
All right. Erica Mize was competing in a bikini contest in Stuart, Florida last month against 10 other people. One of them was a 23-year-old woman who happens to be dating Erica's ex.
Wow. Oh.
Once they got off stage, Erica started yelling at her. She said, quote, you should go to the gyno because you're in for a rude awakening.
Oh.
That's not good. Right.
She got herpes or something?
That's the interpretation is that the dude's carrying something, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But it just makes you also look like you've got the
you've
same
got
you've
it
got
too.
That too.
Problem.
Yeah.
You know what I've got? You've got it too.
She also whacked the other girl over the head with her high heels.
Oh,
so
can be dangerous.
Erica was arrested for misdemeanor battery. And she was also on probation at the time.
Did she win the contest?
It doesn't say that she won,
that's
no.
Too bad.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, that just seems like class top to bottom.
But the best part of all that was Yuzi, anytime she tapped in, walked away with drink money. Good for you.
Not every time.
Uh huh.
Mm-mm.
But pretty much every time.
No. Sometimes. Right. Sometimes.
Celebrities with billion-dollar brands.
Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.